flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I don't know, Bob. After reconsidering, maybe Saquon and Franco is better than Dorsett and either Shady or Curtis Martin. If you take their entire careers. See, I think Franco might be the most underrated, overlooked running back in the history of pro football. I think he still leads in all-time playoff yards. And Franco was, in terms of his running style, one of the most versatile runners I ever saw. There's a great 30 for 30 or football life on him where he went and explained it like he wanted, and he was a guy who could run past you. He was a big man, too. He could sprint past you. He could run over you when he wanted.
But he was smart enough not too many times.
Yes. He was also a cutback runner when he wanted to be. And he had a lot of shake to his game when he wanted to be. He was everything. Like a lot of guys are marked by one, you know, facet of their style. That was their calling card. Mm-hmm. He was a lot of different things. And he was a great clutch running back. And when he went to Seattle that year, he was poised to become, at that time, the most prolific running back in the history of pro football. He was going to pass Jim Brown. So if you match Saquon and Franco, I don't know that there's a college anywhere that could surpass that. Even Pitt, where I think Tony Dorsett is the greatest college running back in history. I do. And even with a great pairing of Curtis Martin or Shady, or whoever, the big boy said, Ironhead Hayward.
Ironhead is a good choice.
I don't think others. I don't think I could put them ahead of Franco and Saquon. I think I could.
It's probably an even race. But, I mean, Dorsett was just so good. And I remember going back to Hopewell High School, watching him when he was doing his thing. And that back then, Joe, in Austin, they only had one playoff spot. You win a conference, you get in, that's it. There are no two, three, four, all these different teams qualify. And they had teams that should have won but didn't because they, you know, lost a tiebreaker to a team. But during that time, Tony Dorsett, back then it was Tony Dorsett, didn't disappoint every single game. And he got his nickname because of his eyesight. He was playing basketball, and someone called him Hawkeye after an opposing player lost a contact lens. And from about 20 feet away, he said, there it is, right there. He says, and someone told him, Hawkeye. So Hawk became the nickname.
It's the eyes. Yeah, isn't it? Somebody told me Sid's personal trainer, Andy O'Brien, used to be anyway, I don't know if he still is, told me that when they were training near Sid's hometown up in Nova Scotia, right?
Yes. Cole Harbor. One of the best places. You ever been there?
No.
It's awesome. Yeah, we went and he was kind enough to show us around. A really cool place.
Andy O'Brien told me they would run around a lake and that Sid could see small animals in the woods across the lake. I kid you not. And he wasn't kidding.
See,
a lot of it's in the eyes,
it is.
Bob.
If you have
in
that
the
vision,
eyes of the beholder.
You can see things before it happens.
I promise this.
He also has eyes in the back of his head. Some of those passes
he makes.
Yeah, that
too. I got to get to this. A few years ago, Ben said something to the effect of, you know, part of him wished that Kenny wouldn't succeed because Kenny was succeeding Ben. And I remember saying at the time, that is a normal human emotion. I compared it to this station where I was put on the middays and Andrew Filipponi took my spot in the afternoons. Part of me wanted him to fail, Bob. I'll frankly admit that. We don't normally hear things like that. And I like Pony and I'm friends with him. And now we've all settled in and I'm glad that him and Mueller are a great team. And I'm really happy with what I'm doing. I think that's normal human emotion. And I don't think Ben deserved the heat that he got for that. Well, these years later, Ramon Foster was on with Ben. And this was Ramon talking about, you know, they were constantly trying to replace Ramon year after year. Mm-hmm. About how he would be on the sidelines, and when one of his teammates gave up a sack, well, maybe it wasn't all that upsetting to him. This is from the Footballin' podcast with Ben.
And in times where I would have to miss a week, I probably had a concussion or something like that. I never forget, like, this is the part where I said people probably look at me sideways. The guys I had that were my backups at the time, mm-hmm. I was in a place to where I wanted the team to win.
Yeah.
I wanted the offense to do good. Respectfully, because of my mindset, I don't want my backup to kill it.
Yeah. No, that's not, there's none of those. That's real.
It's selfish, but it's also the business when there's only so many of these jobs that you can get in my position, too. Like, I wanted the team to win. I wanted the team to do real good.
Sure, but I get it.
I get it, too.
You didn't want the team to do so good that your backup was great, and I get it in life, and I get it in sports, and it's part. I think it's part of being human. And not something that I would be in my, talking about my own experience, that I've been proud of. But I can't help a feeling that arises in me. If I feel resentment towards somebody that just took my job and I don't want them to do well, that doesn't mean I have to speak out about it at the time and say it or try to sabotage him. But I can't change that any more than I can change if I have a cold or something else brewing in my body. I felt resentment. He felt resentment, and he didn't want the guy to succeed. Ben, as humans do, looked at Kenny Pickett and said, that guy is my successor. Man, there's part of me that doesn't want him to do better than me, to succeed. I get it, Bob. It's human. That's what that's my take.
And, you know, just because he said it publicly doesn't mean he's bad at a human being here. This is,
but he
this
said
is
it,
real.
He said it years later.
Right. No, I understand. But in you know, in all of these cases, you want the job to be yours. Yes, you want the team. I agree 100% with what Ramon Foster said. And have to keep in mind his history, too, because he was an undrafted guy who had to earn everything he got to be in that position, to be in the league as long as he was. And so because he worked his butt off to get that, I'm sure he didn't want to see some guy that they drafted who is a higher pick by far get opportunities, and he beat him out. And he had to work hard. I think it's from where you come also that makes a difference.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In his case, he had to earn it all, and so he didn't want to give that position up.
You ever been in that position in life, in work? You don't have to say who, where it was somebody who replaced you, who was in a position where you said, man, if he doesn't do well, that's good for me.
You know, not really, because, I mean, we've had the same. I've worked with Rich for how many years before that, Jory Rand. We've all had same goals here as far as, you know, what you're doing in your sportscast. And quite frankly.
Not back in school, Bob? Maybe on the JV football team at Hopewell, the JV golf team?
I can't remember that. No. Well, I will say this about a golf, since you brought this up. There was one kid on a golf team. Who, and listen, golf is a great sport because you learn etiquette and how to deal with things, and I love it for
that
reason.
There was this one kid at band camp.
Well, this kid, though, he was not shy about telling you pretty much why you stunk, why he thinks you're not good. I would never go that route. I would never I believe in encouraging people. And if you do better, good for you. He would tell everyone, you guys stink. You're going to see. And down deep, that drives your competitive spirits. Okay, yeah, you think that? You said that? Let's go. And that's what you do. And so he never beat me out of my position on the golf team, mostly because he brought it on himself. I didn't look to do that. So that's the one and only time I felt that way. Like, I got to prove to him again, and I will. If you're going to challenge me and tell me that I'm not as good, it's the way you present this whole thing, you know?
Right.
I'm not opposed to someone getting better, and if you're better, good for you. You know, listen, I had to wait for a while at KDK to get position that I've had. You have to just wait your turn sometimes. Do the work as best you can, and then hopefully people see it. And if they see it, then their decision is to make it.
I resented Ron for years and still do. All right, Bob.
Why?
Just because he's Ron. I appreciated that dose of honesty from Ramon. And I think that plays out everywhere from peewee sports to the pros and in life in general. Doesn't mean we're proud of it. It as Ben said, that's just real. It is sometimes, you know, if that's a way of life where you're constantly feeling that could be problematic, Bob. Coming up next. Oh, do we have a treat, Bob? Zach Austin. From the Pitt basketball team, played one of the most memorable games I've seen last night, as I mentioned earlier. This dude just had a block party. Did anybody mention like what the record is for blocks in a game?
He had five blocks last night.
They seem to be of different varieties. I'm sure somebody's had more, but it was spectacular.